If I had to describe the 21st century, I would call it the era of information. Children younger and younger are becoming more interested in technology. Likewise, teenagers are becoming more and more invested in social media to the point where it can ruin friendships and relationships. And even schools and businesses are using the ease of access to information to make more informed decisions when choosing who to hire. You can even find this information for sale on the dark web in massive dumps. Chances are, there is someone who has personal identifying information about you, from something as simple as your name to something as complex as your fingerprints. And once it gets onto the web, it cannot get taken down. It has gotten to the point to where we have to question if it is ethical for our governments to keep our information and question censorship in a whole new way. Even now, our personal lives aren't personal anymore, and there are people who are trying to push for the right to be forgotten. I've heard many people talk about how now you can't even do anything stupid because it will be documented forever, and you won't be able to escape the consequences for it now or down the road. In 20 years, we don't even know what new technology we will discover, and one thing I've had to think about is that my future job might not even exist yet. You can also see how digital licenses are starting to replace physical copies. This means that a company can take an app off of the App Store and keep you from downloading it, even if you've bought it previously. But one of the biggest things that has happened is that we have changed our view of the internet. Before, it was considered a nice thing to have. A quick way to access information. A new age encyclopedia. But now, the FCC has deemed it a utility. Just like water and electricity, something that everyone should have equal access to. The internet, which started out as a quick way to share files for businesses, is quickly turning into an omnipresent entity that will soon dominate our lives. But it is something that we will have to come to accept, and all we can hope is that we can use it as a tool for good. For WHJE, this has been Evanonymous. For more stories like these, visit whje.com.